Today, on the first Friday edition of The Connection, we'll take you to the Epicenter 08 conference held in Jerusalem just a few weeks ago. You won't want to miss highlights of the conference like this.
Here's the way I want to show up at the gates of heaven. I want to come skidding in there on all fours. I want to be slipping and sliding, and I want to hit the gates of heaven with a bang. And when I stand up and I stand before Christ, I want there to be blood on my knees and my elbows. I want to be covered with mud. And I want to be standing there with a ragged breastplate of righteousness and a spear in my hand. And I want to say, look at me, Jesus.
Welcome to the first Friday of May, a day where we depart from our regular broadcast schedule and bring you a special guest segment. In the past several months, we've gotten to know David Jeremiah, Tim LaHaye, John Fuller, and others. And today, we're going to bring you highlights from the Epicenter 08 conference held last month at the International Convention Center in Jerusalem, as Skip Heitzig joined author and Middle East expert Joe Rosenberg, Pastor Chuck Smith from Calvary Costa Mesa, and General Jerry Boykin, sharing their hearts for the people and purposes of Israel in these days and the days to come. Let's go there now to the Epicenter Conference, opening with New York Times bestselling author and humanitarian Joel C. Rosenberg.
Why are we here? Why are we gathered today, April 10th, 2008, in Jerusalem, the holy city? We've done so for several reasons. First of all, to celebrate, to have a birthday party, to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Israel's prophetic, dramatic, miraculous rebirth. You know, amen. You know, for 2,000 years, the Jewish people were scattered. Israel did not exist. And the only document on the face of the planet that said that Israel would be reborn as a country and that the Jews would come back to this ancient homeland was the Bible. And for 2,000 years, there were skeptics and cynics and critics and even many followers of Jesus who were not convinced that those scriptures were literal, that those were accurate. But here we sit in a country that God has literally resurrected, and what a joy to be here. So we're here to celebrate. We're also here to examine the threats. You know, we're celebrating, but not everyone in this world or region is. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad just this week breathed new murderous threats against the Jewish people and announced that Iran now has 6,000 centrifuges feverishly trying to get enough highly enriched uranium to build a bomb to wipe Israel off the map. Israel, of course, has been involved since you've been here in a five-day drill, the largest and most extensive in the country's history, preparing for the next cataclysmic war, be it from Iran or Syria or Hezbollah or Hamas. This is a country at risk, as we are, as Americans, as Canadians, as Westerners. We are facing a common threat of radical Islamic jihad. And we're going to examine those threats today, some of the people that have been hunting the radicals for most of their lives and have been keeping us safe, and it's going to be an honor and joy to have them with us. We're going to view events here and in the region not simply through political lenses, however, not simply through economic lenses, but through what I call in the book Epicenter the third lens, the lens of Scripture. I believe that if you only look at Israel or the Middle East through a political or economic lens, that you're not able to see in three dimensions. But when you look at events also through the lens of the Bible, Things begin to be a little bit clearer, a little bit sharper, and that's what we're going to do today, looking at the scriptures historically and how they apply to the current and the future. And finally, we're here to mobilize followers of Jesus, Christians all over the world, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and to bless these people, bless this land unconditionally, with an unconditional, unwavering love. That's why we're here today. Now, the question is, what is the epicenter? We call this the epicenter conference. And people are like, yeah, well, Israelis keep asking me, what is that? That's the center of an earthquake, right? It is. But I think that it is a term, though geological in nature, that applies to Israel. Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 12, describes the Jewish people as living once again securely in this Israel at the center of the nations. Ezekiel chapter 5, verse 5, says that Jerusalem has been set by God at the center of the earth. Israel is the epicenter of the momentous events that are shaking our world and shaping our future. Israel is the epicenter of the world. Jerusalem is the epicenter of Israel. And the Temple Mount is the epicenter of Jerusalem. And even on the street signs, if you've noticed, as you get close to the city center, you have that sort of epicenter look at the sense of the concentric circles. So that's what we mean by the epicenter, that all human history will eventually be looking here, according to both the Jewish scriptures and the New Testament.
That's Joel Rosenberg, setting the stage for what was to be a stirring day of challenge and equipping Christians from around the world to be involved in the Israeli struggle for survival at the epicenter. Our connection pastor, Skip Heitzik, continued looking at the relationship with the Jewish people and his message, Why Christians Love Israel. Let's listen in to Skip.
We love the Jewish people because we love Israel's God. And the covenant that he has formed with this land, and the new covenant that he has formed with all of us who believe. Somebody once wrote a little sarcastic poem of sorts. Very simply, he said, "How odd of God to choose the Jews." And somebody heard that and retorted back, "But not so odd as those who choose the Jewish God but spurn the Jews." And so we voice our support for the Jews and the Jewish God. Yes. And we also recognize the great suffering that the city of Jerusalem has seen. Did you know that 36 wars have been fought in this city over time? It's been a place of great calamity. In fact, one of the early historians of Judaism, Josephus Flavius, once remarked, "Of all of the calamities that have befallen anyone, anywhere, they seem not to be comparable to those which befell the Jews." The prophet Ezekiel speaks these words 2,600 years ago, but amazingly, we have been watching their fulfillment before our very eyes. Why is it that Christians love Israel? Why is it that among this country's most staunch supporters are believers, especially evangelical believers in the West? Well, we love Israel because we love all of the promises that God has made and has kept to this people. In the book of Romans, chapter 9, Paul lists them. He says, "From this people come the covenants, come the giving of the law, comes the service to God, and comes the adoption." We love Israel because not only of the promises, but the fulfillment of all of those promises that he made, and some of them, some of the greatest ones in Ezekiel 36 and 37. And we love Israel because this nation has been the conduit for the scriptures and for our Savior. In Ezekiel chapter 36, the blessing is promised The blessing is promised. There is a declaration that God will pour out immense blessing on this land. That's chapter 36. In chapter 37, the blessing is pictured. If chapter 36 is the declaration, then chapter 37 is the demonstration or the illustration of what chapter 36 is all about. Chapter 36 of this book of Ezekiel promises a wonderful restoration for the people of this land.
That's Skip Heitzig and a segment from his message to the Epicenter Conference in Jerusalem just 3 weeks ago. And we'll get some of Skip's observations on the conference and the country later on this Connection First Friday broadcast. Also, you can view the entire lineup of conference speakers when you log on to the Epicenter website. It's epicenter08.com. That's epicenter08.com. Pastor Chuck Smith has had a special place in his heart for the events unfolding in the Middle East, and particularly Israel, for some time now, and he looked intently at the Ezekiel 38 and 39 prophecies in his message to the Epicenter Conference. Here's a sample of what Chuck had to say.
But he will make them one nation, and again, he's done it. So chapters 36, 37 are fulfilled. That means we're waiting now for chapter 38. And the Lord talks about things that are going to happen when they have come back into the land. And he, of course, tells us it's going to happen in the latter days. And he talks about when he has regathered them into the land, the things that will be transpiring at that time here in the land. And so we're living sort of in expectancy and exciting to see how God is setting the stage for what he said he is going to do in chapters 38 and in 39. So where you are right now in history, and of course we know that history should be hyphenated, it is his story. We know where we are in his story. We're between chapters 37 and chapters 38. And so he is fulfilled up through 37, and he's not going to quit now. He's going to go ahead, and thus we are reading news in advance as we get into chapter 38, and there we find that God tells us things that are going to be transpiring, and I feel in a very short time here in this land of Israel. Now, if you are a reporter, there are certain questions that you ask. Who? Where? When? Why? How? And it is though Ezekiel is answering a reporter's questions as we read chapter 38. As he tells us who, he tells us where, he answers when, he tells us why, and then he tells us how. When Israel is again a nation gathered back into the land, the Lord is going to put an evil thought into the mind of the leader of Russia. And I'm not going to deal with Magog and Gog, if you put it into modern terms today, that's who he's talking about. Gog is the main leader of Magog or Russia. And so God's going to put an evil thought into the mind of the leaders of Russia. They will support Iran and Ethiopia and Libya and Togarma, which would be Turkey. And Russia will be supporting them in an attack upon Israel. So basically, Russia supporting a Muslim combined nations in attacking Israel in these last days
Calvary Costa Mesa pastor Chuck Smith was well received at the Epicenter 08 conference with his look at how the prophetic statements from Ezekiel are lining up with current events. You can catch the entire message online right now at epicenter08.com. Also be listening later on during this First Friday broadcast for a special offer of the Epicenter DVD project as we take out this connection broadcast to bring you highlights from the Jerusalem conference that took place last month at the International Convention Center in Jerusalem. More highlights to come from General Jerry Boykin, whose book Never Surrender will release this summer. General Boykin has an amazing resume. He was the U.S. Deputy Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence. He has played a major role in almost every recent major American military operation, serving in Grenada, Somalia, Panama, and Iraq. General Boykin was the Delta Force team commander, portrayed in the movie Black Hawk Down. Here's an excerpt of General Boykin's remarks at the Epicenter 08 conference.
We can either recognize this threat and get serious about it, and we can fight and ask God to give us victory, or we can surrender. I'm afraid there are too many people in our country that are trying to surrender. My book is called Never Surrender. I named it that for a reason. And that is because the message that I want to get to everybody that reads that book is you've got to fight. You've got to fight to the end. You've got to fight until you have nothing left to fight with. And ladies and gentlemen, although we're fighting in Iraq, in Afghanistan, and we're fighting in various places in the world today, the greater battle is the spiritual battle that's occurring in the world. And that's the battle that every one of you needs to get in. You need to be praying for the peace of Israel. You need to be praying that our leadership in our country and in this country will understand this threat and that we'll fight it and that we'll do what's necessary to be victorious over the spiritual threats that we face. You know, we as believers have been promised that we will spend an eternity with God. Last Saturday, I was doing a men's conference in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and I was praying during the worship service, and something dawned on me. And that was the Holy Spirit speaking to me, and the Holy Spirit said, "This is what I want you to share with my men here today, and I'm going to share it with you." And this is what it is. One day we're going to stand before the gates of heaven. And some of us want to be able to walk up there in a white robe. And we want to sing Abba Father. An amazing grace. And we want to say to the Lord, "I worshiped you." But I want you to think about this. Here's the way I want to show up at the gates of heaven. I want to come skidding in there on all fours. I want to be slipping and sliding, and I want to hit the gates of heaven with a bang. And when I stand up and I stand before Christ, I want there to be blood on my knees and my elbows. I want to be covered with mud. And I want to be standing there with a ragged breastplate of righteousness and a spear in my hand. And I want to say, "Look at me, Jesus. I've been in the battle. I've been fighting for you." Ladies and gentlemen, put your armor on and get in the battle. God bless you.
A powerful statement from a man who's been there on his knees during military and spiritual battles, General Jerry Boykin. Be looking for his book, Never Surrender, to be available in July of this year. You're listening to the First Friday edition of The Connection, and I'm Peter Benson. We'll check in with Skip Heitzig and some thoughts from Jerusalem in just a moment. But first, compassion and humanitarianism were a major theme of this Epicenter conference, and Joel Rosenberg set the stage for that with some thoughts on the Joshua Fund.
Now, what is the Joshua Fund that is sponsoring this event? The Joshua Fund is a humanitarian relief organization, an educational organization. My wife Lynn and I founded it in the summer of 2006 based on a simple principle from the Bible, from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3, where God says he will bless those who bless Israel and curse those who curse Israel. And we knew which side of that equation we wanted to be on. But the question was, how could we do that in a real and practical way? It's one thing to say we love Israel, and we always have, and we always will. But how could we make a practical difference? And that's what the Joshua Fund is. To bless, helping Christians bless Israel and her neighbors in the name of Jesus, according to Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. Now, what we do is completely unconditional. It's unconditional love. Nobody has to believe what we believe. We believe what we believe very strongly. And we're excited about it. But this is an unconditional effort to touch the people here in Israel and in the surrounding nations, those who are poor, those who are needy, those who are victims of war and terrorism, with food and clothing and medical supplies, with encouragement, and to mobilize and educate the world, particularly the Christian world, to understand God's plan and purpose for this land and how we can be involved in being a blessing, being a servant to the people here. To provide food in large quantities. Not to ship it from other places, but help purchase it in the Israeli economy and help it be distributed by Israelis, for Israelis. To provide clothing. To bring medical equipment in from other parts of the world, and, or to purchase it here if possible. There's a whole range of things we're doing. And at joshuafund.net, we are laying out the projects we're working on and where we're going.
Well, that's Joe Rosenberg, who served as conference organizer along with Calvary of Albuquerque during this Israel Epicenter tour last month. Our teacher, Skip Heitzik, shared with us some of his emotions and impressions during this stay in Jerusalem.
There's two things, Peter, that are really unique for me and what keeps bringing me back. And that is, number one, I love seeing the look in people's faces when I tell them what they're seeing, or we open the word there, or the tour guide explains things to them. To me, there's a payoff to see that discovery in their faces. Just like when you and I were walking around the city today and it was like, wow, that's it. I'm really looking. That's it. That's where David had his house. That's where the Gihon spring was. That's where the kings were anointed. That's where, et cetera, et cetera. To see that is it brings me back, number one. Number two, to show how that believers in this land can be uplifted and supported and helped like we did in this conference by people from the West is another huge payoff.
Sure, like the pastor we just met from Calvary Jerusalem, and he's going to plant a church up by Tel Aviv.
Yeah, and then Thursday when we leave, we're going to meet with David Ortiz and see his son in the hospital and pray for him.
Right.
And
that was a very touching moment, by the way, yesterday.
Boy, that was.
But here's a pastor in Ariel.
Ariel. And Ariel is actually in the Bible an ancient name for the city of Jerusalem. Ariel. God calls this city by the name Ariel, which means Lion of God. Lion of God. And there's a little settlement up toward a place called Shiloh, where the tabernacle stood. And that's where he lives. That's where he ministers as a messianic believer in the land of Israel, loves Yeshua, loves Jesus, and was a terrorist attack on his home, his son.
Folks can certainly continue praying for that, for the healing of this young boy when he was 15 or a teenager.
Yes, young teenager.
Skip Heitzik from Jerusalem as we relive highlights from the recent Epicenter Conference. And thanks to all of our Epicenter participants, Chuck Smith, Joe Rosenberg, Jerry Boykin, and Skip Heitzik. This was an all-day event with much more content than we could present here, including a stirring message from Gideon Zahar, a leader in the Israeli government. You can catch all the messages on the Epicenter 08 website. That's www.epicenter08.com. And right now, here's a special offer for all of our First Friday listeners. It's the Epicenter DVD Project.
We read the headlines. We hear the news. But are we missing vital clues that reveal just how close the prophecies of Revelation are to becoming reality? This month, The Connection invites you to be a part of a unique conference at the Epicenter of Future World Events with Skip Heitzik and Joel Rosenberg.
This is Joel Rosenberg. Consider these headlines. Iran's president vows to wipe Israel off the map and says the end of the world is just 2 or 3 years away. Russia signs a billion-dollar arms deal with Iran and helps Iran build nuclear facilities. The President of the United States refuses to rule out preemptive nuclear strikes to stop Iran. How do these rumblings of war relate to Bible prophecy?
The Epicenter Conference DVD with Skip Heitzig, Chuck Smith, General Jerry Boykin, Joel Rosenberg, and special guest speakers from Israel takes you inside a massive prophecy conference that was recently held in Israel. This conference reveals the significance of today's current events, how they're playing a part in fulfilling biblical prophecies, and why Jerusalem is at the epicenter of it all. The Epicenter Conference on DVD is available as a two-hour highlights DVD for just $20. The full eight-hour DVD is $49.99. Call 1-800-922-1888 or order a copy online at connectionradio.org.
Well, thanks for joining us on this first Friday broadcast of The Connection. Skip Heitzig will be back Monday with a message from our current series, Heaven Below. And again, if you want to order the Epicenter DVD package, just call us at 1-800-922-1888.
Take the time to make the connection. Take the time.
The Connection is a presentation of Connection Communications.